still a 2-2 game. You guys get that power play late.
Yeah, we'd like to capitalize on the power play. Obviously, I think our power play is, you know, if not first, it's top five in the league. That's our job to contribute there, and we didn't do it.
Is that a case, like, sometimes where when a team gets a big kill, maybe they take that momentum onto the next shift, and that was an example of it?
Well, for sure. You know, I think they get a big kill there. You know, like I said, that's an area where, you know, we want to, you know, get the job done, and we didn't. Their guys got the job done, and shortly thereafter, I mean, they popped one in, so they probably rode that momentum.
You talked to Calgary the other night. You guys played two really solid periods after the first. Obviously, two very solid periods today. Is it just trying to put that complete game together that's a bit of a struggle right now?
Well, just dealing with the momentum changes in a game. I mean, up until today, you know, we're winning a lot more than we're losing recently, so it's not, the sky isn't falling. It's just, you know, in the road, on the road, there's going to be momentum changes. I mean, they're probably going to score a goal more than likely, and we got to face that adversity and just do a little bit better job with that.
What are the keys to kind of riding that out, like riding through the momentum shifts?
Simplifying, playing direct, you know, just kind of chopping the game off offensively. I mean, you know, we spent a great deal of the game today on the penalty kill, so, you know, we weren't necessarily feeling it offensively regardless. But, you know, in those situations, you just got to learn to try to take some of the wind out of the building, you know, let a TV timeout come, anything you can do to slow that momentum, kind of get the game back in check.
Is it a good thing, Blake, that you don't have to stew over this too long, having another game tomorrow, that you can get right back on it?
I guess, you know, I think some people dwell on it longer than others, and by puck drop tomorrow, we'll be focused on St. Louis.